Shock confession: Mexican president admits that mass migration is a tool to reclaim and conquer America's Southwest. By Francis Martel on January 22, 2026. Mexican officials, all the way up to the presidency, have openly embraced mass migration as a form of accelerating the Reconquista, the term used to describe the reconquest of U.S. territory that previously belonged to Mexico. This is just one of the meticulously documented revelations in best-selling author and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer's new book, The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon. Radical leftist former Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, commonly known as AMLO, and his protege and current Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum have both publicly embraced the concept of Reconquista and actively discouraged Mexican Americans, much less Mexicans illegally present in the United States, from assimilating or in any way embracing American identity, the book reveals. Officials under both presidencies have declared illegal immigrants who send remittances home heroes and champion propaganda songs that celebrate rejecting American identity. Schweitzer notes in the book that this anti-American sentiment, and its relationship to destructive mass migration policies, stems from attitudes rooted in the Mexican political elite, who scorn regular Mexicans who do choose to become America and do not embrace radical Reconquista ideology. Rather than a traditional invasion with an army, Schweitzer argues, using extensive documented statements and interviews from Mexican political power players, that the Mexican government has embraced the idea of eroding American sovereignty by flooding territories with illegal migrants loyal to Mexico City. Many pillars of the Mexican elite embrace the notion of Reconquista, the reconquest of the land ceded to the United States by Mexico during the 1848 Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, achieved through mass migration and political action, Schweitzer writes. One of the most shocking embraces of Reconquista is a comment Schweitzer unearths that AMLO made in 2017, after his first two failed attempts to win the presidency and before he finally succeeded in assuming power in 2018. Asked if he would consider running for president again, the Fidel Castro superfan responded jubilantly, "Third time's a charm," before a reporter turned his attention towards stealing American land. Asked, "Do you think that we Mexicans are reconquering our lands again?" AMLO said yes. "Yes, especially because the human rights of migrant workers must be respected," he answered. He did not in any way push back on the idea of reconquering U.S. land. AMLO succeeded in entrenching his radical leftist Morena party in power following the collapse of the Institutional Revolutionary Party, PRI, stranglehold on power in the 20th century, ceding ground to his protege Sheinbaum in 2024. Sheinbaum has proven no less radical than her predecessor. In The Invisible Coup, Schweitzer documents the embrace of a song called The Hymn of the Migrant, which Sheinbaum herself played at a news briefing in 2024. "And though my birth certificate says American, I am pure Mexican," the song's lyrics proclaim. "We change places but not flags / I carry green, white and red in my veins." Shortly after the song's debut, Mexico's parliamentary news agency distributed an article by Mario A. Medina explaining that the song represents an act of gratitude, of recognition of what the migrants represent. "I say, the reconquest of our territory," Schweitzer observes. "We Mexicans are reclaiming our territory. I won't be able to see it when we fully recover it. Its size has been growing for 30 years," National Population Council, CONAPO, Chief Gabriela Rodriguez declared in December 2024, as Schweitzer noted. Another politician, Senator Felix Salgado, similarly proclaimed in 2019, "Mexicans are in our territory. California, Nevada, Texas, Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, Kansas, Oklahoma, Colorado, and Wyoming. We're going to take back the territory that was stolen from us." Schweitzer's The Invisible Coup: How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon is published by HarperCollins and is available to purchase now.